This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, Infinity. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I'm sure that you, like me, have been unsettled by the idea of infinity. Suppose we have a quantity that increases to infinity. Okay, now take that same quantity, multiply it by 3, and let it grow. Is infinity now 3 times larger, or square the quantity? Now as it grows, it becomes infinitely larger than our first infinity. So how many infinities are there? Of course, the problem rises because we're incapable of grasping any physical concept of infinity. We call God infinite for just that reason. Indeed, many people see God as a name for that which lies beyond comprehension. Cosmologists are generally cautious about whether our universe is finite. It appears to be, but is ours the only universe? And even it is more than our telescopes and our logic have so far revealed. Remember that the radius of our 14-billion-year-old universe now seems to be 46 billion light-years. That's because space itself expands much faster than the speed of light. So we try to wrap our mind around what infinity means in physics as well as in math. We ask, is our physical world ultimately unlimited, and if so, how? That's a lot like asking what unlimited means in mathematical terms. And by the way, the mathematicians do lead us on a merry chase. Late 19th century mathematician Georg Cantor really set our minds awhirl after he laid the foundations of modern set theory. You see, he angered many colleagues when he used set theory to define different kinds of infinities, and now some mathematicians are circulating a really bizarre infinity result on YouTube. They ask, what's the sum of all the natural numbers, 1 plus 2 plus 3 and so forth? The result is obviously infinity, right? Well, by manipulating sums, they all too easily build a proof that the sum is not infinity, but minus 1/12. That sounds insane. But infinity is a spooky place. What it means to add and subtract out there gets blurry. I'll post that proof online and let you all take up worrying about it, for I have given up. Philosophers also get into the game. They object when someone builds an argument on an infinite regress of causes. We can prove almost anything by pulling infinity into an argument, like adding up numbers and getting minus 1/12, I suppose. That's why the Big Bang theory, with or without God as a first cause, is a lot more acceptable than some infinite regress of cause and effect. One last thought. While cosmologists, mathematicians, and philosophers deal with their infinities, we engineers also deal with ours. We often have to know what happens when quantities become very large or very small. That means knowing the basic math of competing infinities. Infinity may not be a place we actually go, but to explain behavior in our finite lives, we must deal with it. Infinity is there, and it seems we really cannot escape putting it to use. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.